Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Our guest today on Let's Talk Pella is Rayette Gardner from Pella Regional Health Center.
Rayette, thank you so much for taking some time out this afternoon and joining us.
You're welcome.
So we wanted to talk a little bit about immunizations. A lot of folks around the area go on mission trips and lots of overseas trips, and that can be a big process to get ready for those kinds of trips going to foreign countries. What's the immunization process like? Does it depend on what country you're going to as to what sorts of immunizations you need and that sort of thing?
Yes, it very much so does.
Okay, what are some of the differences, just in the diseases that are prevalent in different countries?
Yes.
Is there sort of a popular destination that, or a list of more popular destinations?
Not really. In Pella, there seems to be a lot of mission works all over the world.
Okay.
So.
What are some of the immunizations that I guess are more popular, some of the ones that are more necessary?
For rural travel, it would probably be hepatitis A, the Tdaps, which is the tetanus and whooping cough, the meningitis one, that's really important.
And so are there various rounds of immunizations to go through? Is this a one-stop process? You come in, you get one shot, and you go on your way, or what's the process like?
Each vaccine has a different schedule that we follow. Like, for example, hepatitis A is a series of two, so you get the first one that day and then 6 months from the first one.
So this takes a lot of
pre-planning.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And again, does it matter sort of country to country where you're going as to just how much planning that takes, I have to imagine?
Yes.
Okay.
It's really important when you know, as soon as you find out that you're going to go to a different country, to call your healthcare provider so that he can do the research he needs to do to protect you.
Okay, now what do you perform that sort of research yourself to see what is necessary for a given trip?
Sometimes,
okay.
Yes.
So what do you do for that sort of research?
I go to a website, Center for Disease Control, and they have a little site that you can go to, and it kind of tells you what diseases are out there at that particular time.
Do you offer travelers then advice on any sort of health advice for these trips?
Usually we always route that to the healthcare provider because
okay.
That's more of his knowledge base than.
Okay. And so what is your specific field of expertise in this whole thing?
I follow what the doctor says and
okay.
We consult each other at times to, it's really a group effort.
Okay. Now are there age limits associated with anything like this? A child too young or perhaps even people too old maybe even?
Not really so much old, but
mm-hmm.
The younger, yes.
What are some of the concerns there, just besides simple taking a youngster traveling, I suppose?
With the younger you are, the less your body's immune to certain diseases, and they've not been exposed to what the elderly generation has had, or even middle-aged. So they're more prevalent of getting a disease and causing more harm.
Okay. And when you talk about causing more harm, that means sort of on the return trip?
And to them themselves.
Okay. And we were speaking a bit earlier, again, this is a very long process. If you don't have maybe as much time to fully prepare, is there anything you can do? Can you maybe get some immunizations overseas, or what's that like?
That's kind of debatable mm-hmm. on whether to get vaccines overseas.
Mm-hmm.
That would definitely be a question for your healthcare provider
okay.
to see how they feel. But it's better to get that first shot in than not getting any in before you go.
Okay, so just even a little bit helps.
Yes.
And what's the concern then, because if not getting all the proper vaccinations?
You're more at risk.
Mm-hmm. And this is your primary responsibility is immunizations?
Mm-hmm.
When's your busy time of year?
Summer.
Summer?
Summer.
I would think fall or winter myself, but how come summer?
Because of the children going to school and they have to have them before they are let in.
Do you get a lot of business in the wintertime, too, for people just following up for flu vaccines,
yes.
Things like that? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What is the world of flu vaccines like? I know we're kind of out of season, but that's always seems to be a headline, is going to be flu vaccines or they're not going to be? Is that okay right now? I don't know.
As far as we know, and there are some new products out there now that they just introduced. We just got back from a conference, and they're entering new vaccines for flu.
And what kind of changes are those like?
Right now we have the flu mist, which is nasal.
Really?
Yep. And then we have one that we give into the muscle, and now they have one, just recently a new one, if we're going to give it sub-Q.
And what is sub-Q?
Just barely under the skin.
Really?
It's like a bee sting.
So different methods of delivery,
mm-hmm.
too. And these are all more convenient. Have you been able to test any of these yet?
No, we haven't. No.
Do you plan to?
We're unsure at this time.
Still weighing the options.
Yeah.
Sticking with what we know works.
Yes.
All right. Well, anything else you'd like to add for folks that have trips planned? What tips do you have for them? Who can they contact to get started?
They can call their regular health care provider, and then we'll get you the information that you need.
And come in and see you here at the clinic and get all set up.
Yes.
All right. Very good. Well, thank you so much for taking some time out this afternoon. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Again, that was our guest, Rayette Gardner, on today's Let's Talk Pella. Today's Let's Talk program is available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com and the Radio Audio Media Player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine for your official weather. I'm meteorologist forecast on KNIAKRLS.